I am good. I'm ready to go to Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Have you been before?
Yeah. No, I literally used to live in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
my right. dad when was like on young. Dock when I was like a kid. So Tim Hortons is like.
Nice.
So good.
Do you have a go-to like thing?
Honey
like,
cruller.
Nice. Good
That's
choice.
That's the only thing I get there. And the donut holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Timbits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We call them donut holes.
Right. Do you have any other memories from living in Toronto that you remember?
I remember that in our house that we lived in, we lived like right on like kind of by on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was like a really creepy computer. This is the only thing I remember as a kid. There was this really creepy computer in our house that would like, it had like a talk setting.
Okay.
And I remember it scaring. Like I have very spotty memories of living here. So like I have memories of like the water.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons.
Nice.
Dock. And that scary computer in my mom's, in our house that we lived in.
That's weird. It's kind of like Siri before Siri was
Siri. It was like, you know, like whenever you touch something, it like reads it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
It like did something like that. And like, I remember as a kid just hearing it from the other room and being terrified of that computer. So that's one of my like scary memories of Toronto is like the talking computer room in our house here. But... No, I remember I'm like such a car person and I've always been obsessed with the car since I was a little kid. So my dad would get in the car and we'd drive around Toronto and just, I don't know, sit in the car.
Are you still a car person?
I am still a car person.
Like you like different kinds of cars.
I love being in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like I love being in the car. I love being on the bus. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite place to be.
Do you prefer to drive or do you like being the passenger?
I prefer to drive.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like to be the passenger.
Okay.
So we'd be good road trip companions.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice. I love that. Congratulations on this album.
Thank you.
This is a fantastic piece of work.
Thank you.
So good. My favorite album of the year. And that's saying a lot because Taylor Swift's album just came out.
Oh, my God. So. Wow. Thank you.
No, but such a fan. Actually, I feel like the term like old soul is kind of overused, but I feel like there's no better word to describe you with because it's like... Yeah. You have to be reminded that you're only 22.
I'm like 50.
Old. Yeah, right. Yeah. It feels like you've like lived a lot of lives.
I feel that way.
Do you? I was gonna ask. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Totally.
I feel that way, especially like starting with my first song coming out at 16 years old. I feel like I've also been doing this forever. So like, I really haven't though. But yeah. It feels that way.
I know your debut album, which is wild.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Also, I learned. Like a couple years ago when you were promoting July that you can't whistle. Mm-mm. And I'm disappointed to hear that it's been years and you still can't whistle.
At all.
Why? What's going on? That's
pretty good.
That's something. You would think all this time.
That's all I got.
It's good. I feel like you have to say you can whistle now.
It's terrible. It just sounds like wind blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's something at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You probably can't whistle along to July, but... Nice. That's pretty good.
No.
It's like whistle ASMR.
No, well, whenever I, when I perform July, for however many years it's been out, I do. Yeah. Like
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. When creating this album, were there parts of the album that you feel more confident about now that it's done? Whether it's like your songwriting or your vocals or anything like that?
I was pretty obsessed with everything as we made it. I am a bit hard on myself recording vocals and like I'll record vocals until like my throat falls off. Like I literally would just record and record and record. So I think like now that it's out, just being happy with my vocals, like because I would just sit and want to re-record everything over and over and over if I could. So I think it would be like probably the vocals thing is like now that I like have to let them go and I can't. It would be, yeah, probably that.
Yeah. I've heard you say in interviews when you were talking about your song Lonely that you were kind of thrown into this like mental health advocate role all of a sudden where people were asking you for advice in interviews and stuff around that. Do you feel like that's almost become the case with this album, talking about like addiction issues and things like that, where you kind of labeled that?
No. Well, I definitely find it important to remind people that like, I'm definitely an advocate for mental health and getting help and, you know, but I also don't want to be the prime example of this is the poster board, like she's good. She's got like it all figured out. She's overcome everything. And I think that's, you know, at the time when I was like 18, 19 years old, it kind of felt that way for people that right. I was like overcoming this thing when I was just really inside of it.
Yeah, you'd struggling. Like see a lot of headlines yeah. being like mental health advocate. No, yeah.
And I absolutely am an advocate for mm. wanting people to destigmatize that topic and to be more open with people that do speak on that topic or more open for people to speak on that topic. But I also like don't want to be the example for it. Mm. I'm figuring everything out as I am only 22. And especially with like addiction, that was, you know, I did not want to be like the poster child for addiction mm-hmm. because I'm 2 years into recovery and mm-hmm. I am just as much as anyone probably going through it as well. Like I'll take as much as advice or help as anyone else. So it's like I'm really just here sharing my experience and sharing what I've been through, you know, in hopes that it finds somebody that can relate to it.
Right.
So yeah, I definitely, you know, that's what I've been like really trying to clear up is like, you know, I'm just experiencing it as it happens right. and I'm sharing my experience and I'm writing my experience and yeah, it's all very suggestive whenever it's coming from me, you know, like I'm really figuring it all out in current time. Yeah, you know?
But I think that's kind of the best way to be, right? Because that's the most authentic that you can be.
Yeah.
In the way that you talk about it in interviews and also the way that you sing about it. Like, I think there's so many points of your album that people relate to. So
thank you.
Yeah. I've heard you talk, too, about, like, healing your inner child. And you're somebody that a lot of us have seen, like, in tabloid magazines when you were, like, 8 and 9 years old on red carpets and people, like, critiquing you or talking about you and things like that. How would you describe younger Noah? How do you, like, look back on her?
See, younger Noah was so sad.
Was she?
Yeah. And so that's where, like, you know, I have, like, a really soft spot for my younger self. Mm-hmm. And I used to, like, have a hard time even connecting with my younger self. So I think, you know, I look back at my younger self and I know that my younger self was extremely, like, lost and just kind of not knowing what was kind of going on in my world. But also, like, I was such an outgoing kid. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a young kid, I was struggling, you know. I was really a happy kid, but, like, I was struggling.
Yeah, like, internally?
Yeah.
How do you think your younger self would think of you now? Like, she's got to be proud.
Yeah, my younger self would definitely be proud and I think would kind of look at, like, me now and be like, whoa, that's us. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, I think I would be kind of in shock. I wouldn't think that this is, like, I don't know. I would be able to grow up and, like, get ready in the morning and look at myself in the mirror and, like, be like, okay, walk out of the bathroom and, like, get ready with the rest of your day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where before it would be, like, I'd look in the mirror and I'd sit and I'd cry because I hated the reflection and I hated who I was as a human being. So I think it's just, you know, now it's, like, my younger self looking at my grown self that is more comfortable and everything. I think it would be like, whoa, that's me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. Is there a specific reason why you mainly have, when you feature on songs or have features, that it's mainly men? I feel like there's only been like one woman that you've collabed with.
I honestly haven't even thought about it.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I was wondering if there was like any thought behind that. So
no, I haven't even thought of it that
interesting.
Way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's, it's just like the dynamic of the voices or
maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I've done a lot of duets, a lot of like love duets and, I don't know. I don't know why that's happened. I've got to get a female feature somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
That would be
if
cool.
You want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the Ben Gibbard is amazing. And so.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Mm, yeah, totally. How did your mom react to Loretta's song?
That one was a bit emotional and I think was something that, you know, isn't. I don't think I expected this to be a song that like my mom would listen to every day.
No.
You know, because I think it's a pretty difficult song to get through. But my mom was extremely emotional whenever I played her that song.
Yeah. Totally. I can imagine. Was it always the plan to have your dad on Stand Still?
It wasn't. I had asked him to get on Standstill like a month ago. It was like very last minute, and yeah, it just seemed right. We're so similar in the ways that we think, in the ways that we feel. So it felt right to like have his verse on there and kind of explain where I'm saying in the pre. And my dad tells me all the hope and joy you feel turns into paranoia. Yes, it will. Just stand still. It felt like I needed to explain where that paranoia inside him comes from.
Right.
So I think it was really nice to hear my dad's perspective on the record.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I know you're a big fan of Elvis.
Yeah.
You follow a lot of Elvis fan accounts on Instagram.
Oh my God, yeah. It's kind of turned into like a funny thing because my aunt Laura, she's like obsessed with Elvis, and I have the same birthday as Elvis.
Do you?
I do. So I was kind of like, my aunt Laura is who told my mom that she must wait till January 8th to put me out into the world. So Laura, my aunt, and I just went to Graceland, and now that she like sends me, she always, my entire life has like, well, my entire life that Instagram hasn't existed and had DM, and you can send other stuff on DM. She always will like DM me Elvis fan account reposts and stuff, and then I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'll follow.
So I follow like what, like five Elvis
fan accounts.
You follow five
Elvis
fan accounts, yeah.
Yeah, that's
no shame there. I forgot my rings today. I'm like trying to hide my hands because I forgot my rings while getting ready. But I actually just went and got a TCB ring.
Oh, nice.
From Graceland.
Amazing. I was going to ask if you've been to Graceland.
I just went for the time when we were in Memphis. It was so fun. We had such a fun time. It was cool to go as like a band too.
Right.
And like experience the music and see all his guitars and his outfits. And we sang, I'll Fly Away.
Oh, nice.
The gospel song, like right in his, he had a racquetball court.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Inside.
Oh, no way.
And so we sat in the court and we sang I'll Fly Away because of all of the acoustics and stuff. It sounded so beautiful in there, but it was a really cool experience to like be in there and sing and kind of experience everything up close. It was really cool to go.
Yeah, that's so sick. I watched the Elvis movie this summer like everyone else.
Sweet. Yeah. I watched it way too many times.
I got into like such a kick. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It made me like dive into everything Elvis related, so I totally get that. Awesome. Noah, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.